The United States and Russia have moved a step closer to disposing of roughly 70 tons of plutonium. The material, some of it taken from retired atomic bombs, is sitting unused. A plan to burn the plutonium in power reactors has been on hold for nearly 5 years. As NPR's David Kestenbaum reports, a central snag has now been resolved.
About 5 years ago, the U.S. and Russia agreed that each would dispose of 34 tons of its plutonium. That's enough for thousands of bombs. Each country would build a facility to convert the plutonium to nuclear fuel, and reactors would burn the fuel. Except that it never happened. One reason? The U.S. and Russia could not agree on an apparently obscure issue. Who would pay if someone sabotaged one of the plants, possibly causing an environmental disaster? Matthew Bunn is at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
What was going on in this case was that the Bush administration was insisting on an absolute provision under which Russia would be liable regardless of what caused the accident, even if it was caused by intentional sabotage by U.S. personnel or U.S. contractor personnel. And Russia said, no, we don't think we should be liable if it's caused by your people's sabotage.
This issue has apparently been resolved. New Mexico Senator Pete Domenici yesterday released a statement saying an agreement was reached at the G8 summit earlier this month. Matthew Bunn has spoken with negotiators and says the compromise would exempt Russia in case of foreign sabotage, but it also puts in place a formal procedure for establishing whether sabotage had actually occurred. Rose Gottemuller confirmed those details. She worked on the issue when she was a senior energy official in the Clinton administration and recently spoke with officials in Moscow and the U.S. about the new agreement.
I think there was concern that there would be difficulty determining whether or not this actually was an act of sabotage. There was concern that somehow, you know, there'd be efforts to label a lot of different events sabotage, and so that the two countries would end up and the contractors involved would end up wrapped in endless disputes that would essentially also have the effect of drawing out projects and really making them cost a lot more.
I mean, the sabotage seems unlikely to you, yeah?
Oh, very unlikely. Yes, very unlikely. I think it's probably one of those situations where everybody's wanting to dot every I and cross every T.
Gottemuller says she feels both sides have been dragging their feet. She sees the new agreement as an important step forward. So does Matthew Bunn.
This has been a major snag. It has delayed the destruction of thousands of bombs worth of plutonium for years, and as a result has led to dangers to U.S. security that didn't have to be run.
Bunn cautions that other possible snags lie ahead. Both governments still need to officially approve the new agreement, and they'll have to sort out how to monitor each other to make sure no one cheats. Funding is another issue. Bunn says the facilities in Russia will cost about $2 billion to build and operate, and less than half of that has been pledged by the international community. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.